Ever scrolled through your feed and just felt this like pit of doubt? Like, what if that crazy story about, whatever the big thing is right now, what if it's true?
It's a minefield out there.
Totally. And today we're going past just how to spot fake news. We're going deeper. We're looking at how organizations, especially those doing good in the world, how do they fight back when someone's trying to wreck their rep?
Yeah, it's vital, right? Public trust can make or break these organizations.
Absolutely. And for this deep dive, we're digging into a study moving beyond facts are facts. Catchy, right?
Definitely grabs you.
So it uses this case study, Ireland 2015, all about the HPV vaccine. Set the scene for us.
Okay, so Ireland's Health Service, the HSE, they were doing great. Their HPV vaccine campaign was working. Rates were up at 85%. Really good.
That's amazing.
Right. But then this anti-vaccine group, Regret, they launched this whole misinformation thing, spreading these scary stories about young women's serious health problems, all blamed on the vaccine. Of course, totally made up.
So, like, straight for the parental fear buttons, effective.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah.
Within 2 years, vaccination rates totally tanked down to 50%. And the thing is, this wasn't some debate about the science. Regret didn't care about that. This was about trashing the HSE, making people doubt them.
Attack the messenger, not the message. So,
Exactly.
how'd the HSE respond? I'm guessing facts, right? Hit them with the science.
Utter instinct, right? Fact checks, studies, expert opinions,
Yeah.
the works. Problem is, people are complicated. We don't make decisions on logic alone, especially about health. Emotions get involved, what your family believes, your social circle.
So all that data didn't really land.
It's because those fake stories weren't meant to disprove anything. They were designed to make people distrust the HSE. If you don't trust the source, it doesn't matter what they say.
Leaving the HSE in a tight spot, not just misinformation, but a full-blown trust crisis. So what do you do then? When facts aren't enough, how do you fight back? We're back, digging deeper into how Ireland's health service tackled a wave of fake news about that HPV vaccine. They needed to win back trust, not just win an argument.
And that's where things take a turn you don't expect. Because the answer wasn't some big campaign, it was a 25-year-old woman, Laura Brennan.
Right, the study mentions her. She wasn't a scientist or anything. She was living with terminal cervical cancer, caused by HPV, obviously.
And that's key, right? We think fighting this stuff is for the experts, but she was what the study calls an ordinary girl, someone people could relate to.
Total contrast to those vague victim stories Regret was pushing. Laura was real, impossible to deny. So she reaches out to the HSE, wants to help. What did they think? Were they on board right away?
I mean, you'd wonder, would this really work? The study says there was doubt, which makes sense. It was out there. But they saw how powerful a personal story could be. Health stuff, it's emotional. People connect to people.
Way more than some report, right? So Tan was just telling your story enough, though. People complex, it can't be that simple. You're right, it's always more complicated, isn't it? Back with the deep dive, still looking at how a personal story helped fight misinformation. So it wasn't just that Laura told people what she was going through, right? What made it work?
It was how. The study makes this point. She didn't just talk about being sick, she showed people. Living with cancer, dying from it, she didn't hide it. Documentaries of her in the hospital, her social media, it was real.
That moral shock the study talks about, this wasn't theoretical anymore. It was a young life, tragically changed. Must hit hard for anyone who believed Regret's stuff.
Definitely. Seeing the real consequences, it cut through all that fear-mongering. That's what the study says. But, and this is important, it wasn't all doom and gloom either. She talked about hope, too.
Right, that photo of her in the hospital, sunglasses on, smiling, or when she talked about going to concerts, still living her life.
Yeah, and that's powerful. It wasn't pretending things weren't bad. It was, this is why we fight. This is what we can save. Vulnerable, but also strong, people connected with that.
So we've seen the problem, the solution. Did it work? Did any of this actually make a difference?
The results were huge. Across Ireland, HPV vaccinations went up to 74%. But in Laura's home county, 90%. The study's clear that's because of her.
Wow. Just wow. That shows you the power these stories have. But it wasn't just numbers, right? It went beyond that.
Oh, absolutely. Awards. She became this national figure. Even the COVID vaccine campaigns learned from her. It reminds us sometimes changing minds means changing hearts first.
Facts and feelings both matter.
Exactly. Laura's story, it's almost like even when things seem impossible, one voice being honest, telling their truth, it can change the world.
Amazing. Really makes you think. This whole deep dive has been eye-opening. Listeners, if you want to learn more, check out the study itself. And until next time, thanks for joining us.